Chicago's most recent contribution to the American music scene is how it got its name. So-called house music was first made in the creators' houses, but it was also performed at clubs called the Warehouse and Powerhouse. However it got its name, it's one of the hottest things going, and as Jay Levine reports, it may only be a matter of time before house musicians become heroes in their own home.
When was the first time you heard somebody refer to house music?
Maybe 80, 81, somewhere around there. I was in a car with a friend of mine going to his house out on the south side, and we were at a stoplight, and there was a tavern on the corner that had a sign in the window that said, "We play house music." And that was the first time I heard it. Well, I saw it, and I asked him what it was. And he says, "Is that music you play down there at that club?" I was like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "That's house music." And I just said, "Oh, I didn't realize it had a name." And so he was like, "Well, it's the house. It's what everybody calls it." He was like, "It's everybody's nickname for the place." And I just thought, "Oh." And that's when I felt, you know, that's when I really felt like I belonged in Chicago. That was the first time I actually really, really felt like I was a part of the city. The fact that, you know, people had given it a nickname, you know, and that they thought of me and that music all, you know, all together, all in one.
The first house record I did was Party People.
Yeah.
So then I show it to him, right? And he sits there and he's listening and he's going, and I'm looking at him, he's like, I said, "So, you know, what do you think?" He goes, "That's the shit, man. That's the, you're gonna be big, you're gonna be big." And he's like jumping around and dancing. It just was mad funny, like, because I didn't know, I made that at home. Like, if you listen to Party People, I'm making fun of it. I'm going, pop, 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 pop. I just did it like that. I just sat there and like, looked around and I added this and then I added that and then I said, "Hey, I'll show tracks tomorrow." And like, as I showed it to him, it's like, Joby's losing his mind. He's like, "No, you made that? How did you make that?"
Is we made the record, we made the tape first. We played the cassette at teen parties all over Chicago for weeks and weeks and weeks. And the song started catching on. So we said, "Well, man, we should press this one up." And we pressed the record up. And maybe 2 or 3 weeks after we had pressed it, so we said, "Well, man, maybe if we go to the stores where Jesse was buying his records, maybe we could get them to carry the record." So we went there, and there's a man by the name of Frank Sells at Imports, etc. And Frank would stand there at the counter, and he would describe the record. And, you know, then he'd put the record on a turntable and play it, and then the people who would want it would hold their hand up, and then Frank over the counter would give each person a record. That's how it went. Well, me being the sales guy in the group, when Frank put his hand out to give a guy a record, I gave him a record back. And he says, "Well, what is this?" I said, "Just put it on." So he put the record on the turntable, and he says, "We've been looking for this record for weeks. Everybody keeps asking about this record." And he says, "Where did you get it?" I said, "Well, we made it." He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, we made it. It's our record." He goes, "Well, can I buy some to sell in the store?" I said, "Sure. How many do you want?" And he said, "How many do you have?" And I said, "How many do you want?" And he said, "Well, how many do you have?" I said, "Well, I got 2,000 of them in the trunk. How many do you want?" He says, "We'll take them all." I looked at Jesse, and we went out to the car, and we got the record, we loaded them in. They said, "Well, what do you want for them?" And me, I thought to myself, I said, "Well, we paid $1 for them. If I ask him for 4, and he whittles me down 50%, we still make a buck a record. And it's 2 1,000 records. So I said, $4. And the owner of the store, Paul Weisberg, said, okay. And he wrote us a check for $8,000. At that point, we stopped throwing parties. And we were in the record business. And the record that I made in partnership with Jesse Saunders is a record called On and On. I guess they say that's the first house music record.